Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Clicks Group delivered another strong health and beauty sales performance for the half year in an environment, as we know, of a very low inflation, of a very tepid economy and constrained consumer spending, a 13.2% rise in diluted headline earnings per share to 300 cents, and a nice chunky increase in its interim dividend of 15.1% to 118 cents per share. That was on the back of top line growing by 6.2% to 15.3 billion rand, and operating profit growing by 11.3% to 1 billion, with the operating margin expanding by 30 basis points to 6.8%. I'm joined now by the new CEO, Vikesh Ramsunder. Evening, Vikesh. The market was always going to be watching these results quite carefully following the resignation of David Neil, and that's certainly no disrespect to you. He had earned his stripes over many, many years, so it must be satisfying to kick off with such a good set of numbers.
It certainly is. And I think it's obviously as well due to the great work that David did in his time. He set up a very good platform for me to take over from. But I've also been with the organization now for 25 years and was previously COO for the group running the health and beauty side of the business.
And health and beauty was really the standout. And it is an example of exceptional succession planning inside the business. Now, you managed to grow retail health and beauty sales 8.5%. You had good volume growth. You had market share gains across most of your product categories. But what's even more impressive is that you managed to gain market share while not sacrificing margin. So you didn't just discount your way to grabbing more market share. How exactly did you achieve this?
We try and improve our margins through the promotional mechanics that we use to offer customers value. But what we did see was customers trading down into our private label products. So that's actually what assisted our margin growth over the period.
Now, if you look at Clicks' expansion plans, you've expanded your store footprint to 680 stores, the opening of 17 stores in the last 6 months. The online store is your fastest growing store at the moment. Obviously, consumers opting for convenience as well as the growing trend of online shopping in the country. You're tracking ahead of your 25 to 30 store rollout per annum program. What's led to this gain in traction?
Certainly the tough economic environment also allows for opportunities. You know, we've openly said that we want to open 900 stores in South Africa. We've mapped that. We know exactly where we want to open these. And more retail space has become available sooner, which we've decided to take up.
And if you look at your market share and how much share that independent pharmacies still hold, what is your share in relation to the independents?
Independents are double that of Clicks share. In fact, independents now have about 48% of the retail pharmacy market. We have around 23%. So certainly there's a long way to go before Clicks even comes close to the independent shares. So independents still remain the biggest part of the South African market.
It just shows you that you've still got a lot of runway for growth there for Vikesh. In terms of the competition, you certainly way ahead on price. If you look at your listed competitor in Dis-Chem, you've probably got a better distribution capability. Where are you feeling the competitive pressures the most from the likes of Dis-Chem at the moment?
Obviously, there is competitive pressures across all the different competitors. I mean, the grocers certainly have become more competitive. Dis-Chem remains competitive, but I think important to note, Michael, is that we are, I would say, used to this, and we are capable of dealing with these pressures. So certainly you are finding that our the grocers have certainly become more aggressive in the personal care space, and we are obviously responding to that.
How are you responding? I know the last time I chatted to David, there was a strategy around baby and going into some of those high-growth product areas. How are you responding?
We continue to expand our baby category. I mean, you've seen the market share gains there now, you know, well over 15% in baby. And we differentiate ourselves to the grocers, quite frankly, with private label products and service. So if you are next to a grocer and you have service, great service, and you are better priced, you know, she would prefer to come and shop in your store.
Now, you boast one of the successful loyalty programs in the country. What is the data that you collect telling you about the health of the consumer that and how are you continually looking to use this data to gain a competitive edge?
I would say that we are using the club card rather than the data itself. So we're using the loyalty card to try and build cash back with affinity partners, because you recognize that probably the most important thing to most consumers at the moment is value. So Shell as a partner, as an example, you know, fuel goes up almost every month at the moment. You can earn points in Shell, earn cash back, and redeem that within a, you know, the click store environment. So ultimately what we are focusing our loyalty program on is eventually to get the customer onto our app and the virtual club card, so we can engage them on a one-on-one relationship rather than as a mass. So that's really the long-term goal with the club card.
And when it comes to online and apps, and you know, we mentioned earlier how the trend is to shop online, what about your pharmacy business and being able to really expand that online? In South Africa, the regulations certainly are not conducive to e-pharmacies.
Well, I believe that's good news. So that's the one reason why we believe that we shouldn't be afraid, quite frankly, of online retailing, because you can't, we can't deliver your scheduled medicines for you. You have to come into a pharmacy. So by expanding the store footprint, we offer a couple of things. We offer the customers the convenience of click and collect. It makes our convenience stores, quite frankly, a destination store. You don't have to keep the full range to offer the width of product and breadth of product to the consumer. And when the customer is ill, they have to come into your store to dispense their medicines.
Is there a threat of that changing? Do you think government might relax the current approach to e-pharmacies? Obviously, the big concern is if that happens, then we can see all sorts of unlicensed, unregistered retailers selling Schedule 8 drugs online.
I certainly haven't seen any document that reflects that this is on government's agenda in any way, so I don't see that happening anytime soon.
That was Click CEO Vikesh Ramzander with results that show the lipstick effect is certainly not all wrong in the South African economy.